הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה ונשמחה. הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה ונשמחה. הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה ונשמחה. הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה ונשמחה. אורו אחים, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים, אורו אחים בלב שמח. Hello everybody, this is Judge Eve and the song you just heard was sung by me and telling us to be happy, but truly today I'm not happy because of what's going on in Israel. And especially Jerusalem being attacked, and I will be asking Pastor Michael, who's my honored guest today, Pastor Michael Cummins of England, a voice in the wilderness on RevelationTV.com, and he will also be talking to us about soul ties and other things that are on his heart and some prayer requests that we have. But first, I also wanted to say, let us all lift up Israel, because they always get blamed for all the attacks against them. And knowing, having been born there and lived there, that is not the case. So please join us in prayer. I also wanted to thank Jerry Nordskog of Nordskog Publishing. That's Nordskog. He was so kind to have helped me get my first book out, Diary of a Sabra. And he just sent me, a couple of books called Loving God with All Your Heart and the Prayer Journal for it, and John Locke. And I'm telling you, we all need to just bless Jerry, because his heart is pure, 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 and that is what God is showing me. We're to have those pure-hearted have a chance to have a voice in these last days. One of the things that the Lord has been laying on my heart now for quite a few months is the need to return to holiness, and he showed me there would be stadiums filled with people, hundreds and thousands, no talking, no music, just sitting in the presence of the Shekinah glory. And there will be healings, there will be answered prayers, and they will be equipped to go out and possess the land. And also, just judgment coming upon the nations, and we need to know how to save our lives and our property. Pastor Michael Cummins, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Eve. God bless you. It's lovely to be back with you again.
Oh, same here. I want people to know a little bit about you. Pastor Michael not only has a tremendous show called Voice in the Wilderness every Thursday night, midnight London time for 2 hours, where people call in for prayer, but he's the most anointed prayer warrior, deliverance minister. When he has prayed for people, not only has fire come out of his hands, but people have even seen gold specks. And Pastor Michael, you'll be able to create enough gold so nobody would have to work anymore, right?
Well, that would be a great thing if that would be so.
It will
be. And then that would help the welfare bill as well, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Because people wouldn't need welfare any longer.
Exactly. And you know, God wants us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And you know, all the big people in the Bible were wealthy. Solomon, Abraham, Jacob. Can you think of any patriarch or anybody big in the Bible who was not wealthy? Except for the prophets, right? They keep persecuting the prophets.
Yes.
Pastor Michael, let me, before we start, I'd like to say a little prayer, and if you feel the need to pray about something, you know, I'd like you to do that as well. And
okay.
Lord, we humble ourselves before you, and we thank you and praise you that this show is dedicated to you, that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. And we cover this show with the name and with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Pastor,
Amen.
Do you have anything you would like to add or pray?
Well, the Bible tells us to pray for the peace in Jerusalem.
Yes.
And we're going to pray for the peace in Jerusalem.
Dear
yes. Lord God, we pray for the Middle East, and we pray
yes.
for the escalating problems in Gaza, Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, we pray now for peace in Jerusalem. We pray for peace
yes.
in the Middle East.
Yes.
Lord, we pray that the devil and all those who do evil who wish to cause war in the Middle East, we pray, Lord, that their plots, their plans, their desires, and their wickedness is stopped by the power of God. Lord, we ask you to send your angels to the Middle East to protect your people, Lord, and bring peace. Peace, Lord, in Jerusalem. And Lord, let there be no more death, no more death on either side. We just pray for this peace today. In Jesus Christ, our Lord's name.
Amen. Because thank you for that, Pastor Michael. Forgive me, you know, I was anointed as a prophet, and then I started wailing for my people, Israel. And when I heard they were actually sending rockets at Jerusalem, I mean, to me, that's just horrible. You know, it's attacking God's kingdom right there, you know?
Amen.
So thank you for that prayer. But Pastor Michael, do you want to tell people a little bit about what you do? Let them know you've traveled to Spain, and we know you're going to be traveling all over the world ministering, and you hold conferences. And can you just tell them a little bit about how long you've been doing it, what the Lord has been showing you, and then we'll go into the soul ties, if it's okay.
Okay, Judge. Well, I'm 61 years of age now. I live just outside London, just southwest of London. And I'm born and bred in London. Though I'm not a Cockney, I'm a Londoner. There's two. You have to be born beneath the sound of Bow Bells to be a Cockney. So I was born on the other side of London. I'm a South Londoner, so I'm just a Londoner. And the Lord called me many years ago to work in the field of deliverance and healing. I was demonized as a small boy, and I was attacked viciously and violently by demons, and the Lord delivered me. So when I got older and I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, the Lord led me into the very thing that I was used to be scared of and tormented by as a child.
Yeah.
I hold deliverance meetings all over the London area. We've had two in the last few weeks, and we ask people to come for healing and deliverance.
And Pastor,
I teach on healing and deliverance, and I also have a program called Voice in the Wilderness, which goes out, as Judge Eve said, every midnight on Thursday night, UK time, and it goes on for 2 hours to 2 a.m. On Friday morning, and we have hundreds of viewers who view in from the USA. Just before the show, last Thursday, there was a lady rang me up from Virginia who had problems with the demonic, and I prayed for her over the phone. And just to let people know, anyone listening, distance is nothing to God.
Exactly.
Because we prayed for this lady, and this lady had been a Muslim, and she had accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior.
Wow.
And she did have demonic problems because she also had an occult background.
Yeah.
And the Lord has set her free. So
praise God. And I want to give witness to the people you've prayed for here on the show have had tremendous miracles. So you are a miracle doer on behalf of Jesus. So people, you
Amen.
Need to know that. Let me say two things. If people need to call in for prayer right now, you may call in at 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. And I know that Pastor Michael and his beautiful wife, Janice, would appreciate any donations you can make for them. The last time you were on, Pastor, I gave your address, but it's so complicated. So is it okay if I give your email over the show so people know how to contact you?
Of course you can.
Thank you. It's framecummins123@aol.com. So it's like a frame of a picture, F like Frank, R-A-M like Mary, E, C like Charlie, U, M-M like Mary, I, N like Nancy, S like Sam. The number is 123@AOL.com. So that's framecummins@AOL.com. They need all the support they can get so they can truly do the ministry of the Lord. And Pastor Michael, I told you before the show, some website I've been on, because I said that I'm a seer and I have been anointed as a prophet, so I'm being accused of being demon-possessed. So would you be kind enough to deliver me on the air of any demons in me?
Well, Jesus said when he was in his mission, he told people that they always persecute prophets, and they killed the prophets before he came. So you're in good company. You're in good company.
Boy, do I know that.
Let me pray now.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, we come against every kingdom, stronghold, fortress, dominion, domain, power, principality, authority of darkness. We come against demons and evil spirits. We come against the work of darkness. Every spirit of witchcraft, black magic, obia, voodoo, juju, and shango. Every potion, lotion, powder, dust, charm, incantation, and prayer. Every spell, curse, and covenant. And I cover my friend Judge Eve today. We cover her with the precious blood of Jesus, for the word of God says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Amen.
And Lord, for all those in the deliverance ministry, all those in the healing ministry in the USA and all over the world who are being criticized and accused by religious people of being demon-possessed, we say in the name of Jesus Christ, if John the Baptist walked the earth today, they would have said he was demon-possessed as well. So in the name of Jesus, we pray now, Lord, for release and deliverance for all our friends in the deliverance ministry, including myself and including Judge Eve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You know, it's so interesting because that's what I got, too, that it was a religious spirit attacking me. Isn't that interesting? And in other words, that controls those people so they cannot see clearly, right? The God of this world blinds their minds and the heart so the light of the gospel cannot shine in. Thank you.
That's exactly right.
Pastor Michael, you've been so kind. You know, I know about soul ties. A lot of us have heard about it, but you put it so plainly and so clearly. Have you thought of selling that, you know, like in a DVD or CD? I'm not too good with these expressions. Or even making a typing up the list of what prayers people should do so people can buy them from you?
Well, funny enough, Eve, three people have come to me since I last appeared on your show. Three independent people, and I didn't know any of them very well. And all three of them got a word for me, and they were all independent of each other, and they all said that the Lord is calling me to write a book on deliverance.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to
start making some speaking tapes of my experiences in the deliverance ministry.
Yes.
And I'm going to cover all, I'm going to fill up as many tapes as I can buy, and then I'm going to try and get it published and try and write a book on deliverance. There is a DVD on Revelation TV that anyone can buy, actually. I did a program about spiritual breakthrough, and I used the scriptures from Joshua regarding the walls of Jericho, and that's available. Now that's for sale.
How can they just contact the RevelationTV.com? Is that how they do it?
Yes, and if they ask for Pastor Michael on spiritual breakthrough, there is a DVD. Yes. I believe it's £5 UK money. I don't know what that is in US dollars, but it's £5
either.
UK
money. But you know what I was going to suggest, and if it's okay with you, because we haven't discussed it before, you were so kind to send me that email, and then you gave the prayer of how to break the different soul ties, and I had some questions.
Yes.
If I get it typed up and offer it for sale, would that be okay with you, and then send you most of the money?
Certainly would. No problems at all.
Can you kindly talk about soul ties, what they are? Please, go ahead.
Yes. When I first came into deliverance, I met lots of people, especially women, who seemed to have a various problem. They had had very many sexual partners, and when they sit with one sexual partner, one woman I know in particular, the first sexual partner she had was abusive. He abused her physically, he abused her verbally, and he was cruel to her.
Yeah.
When she finished with this guy, the next thing you know, she was taken up with a man who was exactly the same.
Yes.
And when that finished, she took up with another man exactly the same.
Repeating the same pattern over and over again.
Just repeating the same thing. So I thought, why is this happening? Why would someone who's been abused continue to be drawn towards people who are abusers?
Yeah.
And then I did some studying and I did some prayer, and it was revealed to me that ungodly soul ties are in place.
Wow.
And, you know, when the Lord tells us to refrain from fornication, it's not just the fact that he wants us to refrain from sexual sin. There is also a spiritual corruption and pollution that comes through when we fornicate outside marriage. And I want to use a scripture here from 1 Corinthians 6, and it's verses 15 and 16. And yes. verse 15 says, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ?
Yes.
Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not.
Yes.
Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her?
Right.
For the two, he says, shall become one flesh.
Right.
I'll add
right.
verse 17, but it
right.
says, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Verse 18 says, flee sexual immorality. Now, it's not just sex that can join a demonic soul tie.
Right.
It can be when we are involved in the occult and we're doing spells and curses and, you know, casting charms with people.
Yes.
Even if we're sharing a marijuana cigarette
wow.
or taking drugs with someone, there is an ungodly soul tie that joins then. Now, soul ties in the Bible are spoken about
yes.
everywhere.
Yes.
The famous scripture that says in Genesis 34,
yes.
When Dinah is raped, and violated.
Right.
I'll go to that now. I'm going to go to Genesis 34 because I'm just going to read the first three verses just to give you an idea.
And then I want to make a comment after you do that. Go ahead, please.
Okay. It says, now Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had been born to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her. His soul was strongly attracted to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and
wow.
he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. So
yes.
you see, soon as he violated her and had sex with her,
yes.
his soul was tied to her.
You know,
and if you go on to read the rest of Genesis 34, you can see what happened as a result of it. You
yes.
know, chaos came into the house of Jacob because of this incident.
Exactly. You know, what I was going to say, you know, the youth today, because they're so degraded, you know, by the immorality on television and the movies, and they think it's okay to go sleep with anybody anywhere. And I had been on a show which was really a New Age type show. I was like the only Christian voice on it. And I kept telling the people, you can't do that. You know, you're creating all these soul ties. And they said, we don't know what you're talking about. And I said exactly what you just said. You know, I did not realize that you create soul ties with every other partner that had previously. That was something new that I learned from you, Pastor Michael. But isn't that true? The minute people connect that way, they take on the spirits that would have come from these other partners with these people as well.
Well, Eve, I know you're better educated than me, and you went to university, and I didn't. So I know you probably know a bit more about math than I do. But I want to give you an example.
Okay.
A young woman in her late teens, early 20s, is a virgin.
Yes.
She meets a man, and she falls in love with him. And she says, look, I want to save myself to the man I'm going to marry. I'm not
yes.
going to lose my virginity before I'm married.
Right.
The young man says to her, well, I'm not sexually promiscuous. I'm 30 years of age, and
yes.
I've only slept with four women in the whole
oh.
of my life.
Yes.
So he manages to convince her to sleep with him. Now, when
yes.
she loses her virginity to this man, shall we say that the four women
yes.
that he slept with them, also each slept with four men.
Wow.
Automatically,
so that's 16 right there.
16 soul ties to break.
Exactly.
The 16 soul ties then have also had four partners.
Yes.
You can see how it multiplies. So when you go to bed with someone and you
yes.
have sex with them, you could technically be sleeping with thousands of people.
Exactly.
Now, if any of those people along that... any of those soul ties were into the occult, were witches, they were demon-possessed themselves, then
yeah.
there's a way of demons passing from one body to another through the sex act. And then a soul tie is then created. You hear this thing in life.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes there's throwaway sayings that everybody says, and we never realize the origins of them.
Right.
A common thing is you never forget your first love.
Interesting. And it really is a spiritual connection, isn't it? Wow.
Spiritual connection. And
wow.
the thing is about it, when
yes.
sometimes when somebody then meets the person they wish to love, if they've been sexually promiscuous, they find that sometimes the relationship breaks down. Things just work badly because they're still attached to previous sexual partners.
Yes. You know what else I had learned? Because I'm a huge reader, excuse me, and, you know, I ministered myself for quite a few years. And I said to God a long time ago, I said, look, you want me to be a spiritual warrior? The demons see us, and I don't see them. It's not a fair fight. So he started showing me the demons, actually, you know, what they look like. But the one thing that really touched me was that the reason Satanists abuse children, you know, especially like parents who do it with children, their own children, because it's a method of implanting demons in those children. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, of course, yes, yes. I am. Well, we've just had a huge sexual scandal in the UK. It's still going on now. A famous TV personality in the UK, a man who was in the pop music industry and was very, very famous, he died. And it's just come out now. People are coming forward. And up to now, there's 300 people been interviewed, children and young adults, who this man has interfered with and sexually abused.
Oh,
and,
God.
You know, and also, when children have been sexually abused and they're taken through counseling, they need to have the soul tie broken with their abuser. Because another thing is... Another thing you know, Judge, that sometimes those who have been abused go on to be abusers themselves.
I was just going to say that, exactly. And that's because the soul tie had not been broken, right? Or the demon that was implanted in them has not been exercised. Do you think that? Unbelievable.
Amen. That's exactly right.
You know, when you wrote about the soul ties, you brought up, I can't even say it, O-R-H-I-A, Oria, Juju, and I know Voodoo, but what are these other two?
Well, Obeah is a form of sorcery practiced in the West Indies, practiced in Jamaica, and in a lot of the Caribbean islands. You know, it's a form of witchcraft that has come there from Africa. Juju is practiced in Africa, places like Nigeria and West Africa.
Wow.
You know, Ango is something that has come via India. A lot of these things was taken to the British colonies when the British had an empire. And when slaves was taken there, these practices was taken there to these islands, and they're still practiced today.
Wow. And they don't realize they're practicing demonic rituals, in effect, right? They don't know what they're doing. You know what? It's so interesting. You know how when you read about the old, you know, long time ago cultures, how they worshipped animals and man-made structures, and then to learn that they did that because they actually were inhabited by demons. Right? You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? The totem poles and I forget some of the other things. You know, so many years ago I went with a friend of mine. She took me to Honduras. And I'm, you know, my major in school was Spanish and I knew the Mayan history. And we went to a place which is where the pyramids were and where they sacrificed people. I couldn't stay there, Pastor Cummins. I could feel the spirits of the murdered people cry out. You know, they used to, the loser had to be sacrificed, but the loser or the winner, I forget now, had to be allegedly sacrificed to their gods. Are you familiar with that? You know, the old Mayan history?
We had it in the UK. In the UK, there's sacred sites, you know, circles of stones.
Stonehenge and all that.
And places like that. They were all pagan, originally pagan places where rituals were carried out.
Oh,
and it's believed that, you know, one of the old pagan rituals from those days, pre-Christian days, was that if the crops failed, of course, they would offer a sacrifice.
Is that what the crop circles are all about?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about the crop circles because a lot of those have been hoaxes, the crop circles. Because a lot of those are people have hoaxed those. But we know the stones that are in various places in the UK were originally pagan worship sites.
Wow. And they sacrificed children and people on those stones,
would you say? It is believed they are places of sacrifice.
Oh, my God. Before we go on, I want to repeat to people again, they can call in if they like for prayer at 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. 727-6008. And to get in touch with Pastor Michael and to bless him, I'd appreciate it very much. He deserves it. He and his wife deserve it. And his email address is framecummins123@aol.com. And that's frame like a picture frame, F-R-A-M-E, and then Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S, the number is 123@aol.com. Pastor Michael, you're amazing. You're amazing, you're amazing. You know, what God blesses and when God gives information, no education on this planet is equal to it. You know?
Thank you so much.
Well, I mean it with the depth of my heart. Can you talk about other ways that spirits get inside people, what they should or should not do to create these, you know, bad soul ties?
Well, soul ties, you see, sexual soul ties is just one thing. Sometimes we have emotional soul ties with people. Now, certain phenomena I noticed, one in the UK and one in America, you saw when Princess Diana died, all the grieving and the wailing and everything that went on. You saw a similar thing, though slightly lesser, in the USA when Michael Jackson died.
Right.
When people idolize movie stars, idolize film stars, public celebrities, I believe that they're creating ungodly soul ties with them.
I knew a woman
years ago who was so attached to a pop singer in the UK, she never got married. She said she was saving herself for him.
Oh, my God. So that was a demon that entered her because of her false idolatry. Right?
False idolatry. And, you know, idolatry is another way of creating a soul tie. You know, I noticed now when Princess Diana died, she was treated almost like a god by the media. And, you know, she was a woman, and she was an ordinary woman, and she'd done incredibly good things for people, but she just was a woman.
A person,
and
right.
We shouldn't idolize people like that.
Yes. And, you know, maybe that's why one of God's main commandments are, you shall have no other gods before me. Because he knows, you know, that's what I was going to say before, Pastor Michael. God doesn't give us these restrictions to hurt us. He tells us about them so we can be prevented from harm, right? This is why he says no fornication, not because it's a terrible thing to do, but because of the soul ties that can be created. And he wants to spare us all the pain and suffering that can come with it, right? I mean,
well, another thing we have to be careful, when we talk about the breaking of soul ties, many people... say things to one another when they're in relationships. I will never love another man but you. I will never love another woman but you. If I lose you, I will die. If I can't have you, then nobody will have you.
When
we speak these words over people, we're creating soul ties by the spoken word.
Wow. It's like a vow or an oath, right? How can those be broken? Because I think that's what leads to suicides and murders. You know,
you know, any vows, commitments, sworn, should be renounced and repented of.
Yeah.
You know, those things should be. You know, Proverbs 21, verses 23, 24 is a good scripture that people can read up on this sort of thing. You know, and it says about it. Now, when we make vows to God, of course, our vows to God are binding, as it says in, you know, Numbers 30, verse 2, when we make vows to God, they are binding. And not all soul ties are bad. If we go to 1 Samuel 18, verses 1 to 3, it says about the friendship between David and Jonathan.
Yes.
When, you know, they become so close that that's a good soul tie. And, of course, an excellent soul tie is marriage, because we say, till death us do part, for richer and poorer in sickness and in health. We make vows to God that are binding in church, you know, or in the temples, wherever we make these vows, and they're binding to God.
You want to hear? Yes.
When we make soul ties with people we're not married to, people that we've had sexual contact with, or, you know, it's very, very common that people who share drugs together have an ungodly soul tie as well. I mentioned that before, and I need to mention it now. When we share drugs with people, we create a soul tie with them.
Wow, wow, wow. That I did not know either. What I was going to bring up, you know, my former husband Cohen divorced me because I wouldn't renounce Jesus. And you know how the Bible says if the unbeliever is content to stay with you, you stay, right? So about 8 years, yes, and I did. And 8 years before he actually told me to file for divorce because I wouldn't give up Jesus, he came home. I couldn't go to church. I couldn't do anything, but it's amazing. He let me go out and minister for some reason. But he came home and he caught me watching Reverend Schuller on Christian television. He turned off the TV. He cursed at me. And then he punished me by not talking to me for days. And the Holy Spirit rose within me, and I screamed at him, and I said, "You German Nazi, I said, you're treating me worse than the Nazis treated the Jews." And at that point, it was like a rubber band snapped over my head, and the words went through my mind, whatever God has joined together, let no man put asunder, but it doesn't say that God cannot put it asunder. And do you know, from that moment on, he was no longer my husband, even though I stayed with him for 8 more years. Isn't that something? Because obviously, because you know, Pastor Michael, everybody who is not a Christian, although I see some Christians now do the same, they either want to kill me or have me renounce Jesus or have me renounce Jesus publicly. Don't you think that's interesting?
I mean, it's interesting. Can I mention another form of soul tie?
Yes.
When we get divorced. We've got divorced, and Janice is my second wife. I was married before.
Yes.
But when we get divorced and we go through divorce, divorce is a civil thing dealt with the courts and the magistrates.
Right.
What we have to do spiritually is cut all ties with that previous wife, because otherwise if we go into the new marriage and
you
that original
that.
Soul tie is still in force, and the three-way soul ties are enforced, of course, is physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Wow.
So we have to break those things. Otherwise, we'll go into our next marriage with our new husband, our new wife, and there'll be problems.
Yeah, you know, let me ask you this, because you know how in life, you know, we say people don't realize, you know, the tongue, right? And Proverbs keeps telling us, and James, you know, the tongue is such a little thing, but it creates fires. You know,
yes,
many times we say things, you know, many times we're not aware that we give it a vow or show dedication to the wrong thing. How do you go back in life and break everything that you might have done wrong once you get saved, let's say?
Well, once you get saved, I think the first thing we have to do is ask the Holy Spirit to help us and bring all things to the surface. You know, we can't do it on our own. Our minds are limited. When I came to the Lord, I spent 2 days in front of the Lord with a big foolscap piece of paper trying to remember everything I'd done wrong, everyone I had offended and everyone I had harmed, you know, seeking God's forgiveness and asking, you know, naturally for soul ties to be broken. Can I say one thing as well, which is very, very important? I once went to a young lady in London who was having visitations from demons, and she felt hands round her neck trying to choke her.
Wow.
When I went round there to pray for her, at first we were praying standard deliverance prayers, and it wasn't any good at all. Nothing was happening.
Wow.
I asked her about a previous sexual partner, and she told me that this man was quite masochistic, and when he used to make love to her, he used to hold her around the neck.
I said
to her, have you got any photos of this man? Have you got any letters? Have you got any greeting cards? Have you got any mementos from this relationship? And she said yes. She went upstairs to her bedroom and she brought down a big box of letters, photos and mementos.
Wow.
I said to her, we're going to rip them all up now. And I asked her to get a bowl of clear water. We laid it on the floor and we ripped all the letters, all the photos, all the greeting cards, all the mementos up. And as we ripped them, we dropped them in the bowl of clear water. And when we finished doing that, the demon came out.
Wow. You saw it? How do you know that it came out?
Well, because she vomited and she coughed. And it came out from the back of her throat.
Wow.
And like a big ball of phlegm, if you see what I mean. A big ball of mucus, congealed mucus.
Yes.
And from that day, she never had that problem again.
Wow.
You see other things. When people go to fortune tellers,
yes,
and they go to witches and soothsayers and clairvoyants, quite often,
yes,
those,
yes,
people say, have you got anything you can leave me? A picture,
oh,
of yourself, an article,
wow,
of clothing, a,
yes,
ring, because then they can keep a soul tie there with you. So when we break from these people, we,
yes,
might wish to keep greeting cards they sent us or photos as a memento. It's,
yes,
a dangerous thing, and
you
it
know,
would interfere with any other relationships we go into. Something,
you know,
else I'd like to say, Judge Eve, as well, and
please,
I want to say it to all the young ladies out there,
yes,
ex-lovers do not become good friends.
Interesting.
Don't try and make friends with people. I tell you,
yes,
what it is.
Why?
Ex-lovers, especially if you've had sexual relationship, they,
yes,
have gazed on your nakedness and you have gazed on their nakedness. After,
right,
that moment, they can never be friends again.
Wow.
Because when they look at you, they will have a... thoughts will come up in their head. The devil will put them there. So when you finish with a lover and you've moved on, don't make a friend of him.
Wow.
Just go your own way and separate from him and pray for the soul tie to be broken.
Let me ask you something, because it's an excellent point. What about, you know, when people, and again, pure people, they really don't have soul ties. I'm giving you an assumption. And they have someone the Lord showed them they're supposed to marry, and they are in a relationship with that person, then it breaks off, and then they stand in the gap for that person to return. Is that a problem?
No, it shouldn't be a problem. You see,
yeah,
the real thing that muddies the water is always sex.
Yeah,
it's always fornication, because to,
yeah,
when we, you know, when we fornicate, and let's be honest, we can't walk about and say this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Many Christians fornicate outside marriage.
Right.
They still go to church, but they believe, many Christians, I've had this argument with many Christians, some of them have been in relationships for 10 years, 12 years, and they've never got round to getting married.
Yeah.
But they consider this person to be almost in a civil partnership with them.
Right.
And,
right,
of course, they believe that is different than fornication. And I have this argument with people all the time. You will have the same problems.
Yeah.
Even if you're in the church, even,
right,
if you claim to be born again, but you're,
right,
having sex outside marriage, there is an open door which is
for
as
demons,
big as the state of Arkansas, for a,
right,
demon to come in.
Exactly.
And you've really got to close that door. So if you break up and you're in a Christian marriage and you pray for that person to be restored and come back to you, that's,
yes,
okay. There's nothing,
right,
wrong with that at all, provided,
okay,
there's no sexual relationship there.
In
if it's a, if it's a relationship that you,
yes,
you know, that you're looking to get married, you're looking to get engaged, you're looking to settle down, providing there's not sexual relationship there, it should be okay. When there's a sexual relationship, it's,
yes,
always a problem. Always,
you know,
a problem.
What you're saying, because as you say, these things keep coming to my mind, this is why what's happening now, again, through the media and TV and movies, that it's okay to go sleep with anybody, do anything, because that's Satan's way of keeping attachments to people or against people. Do you see what I'm saying? You know,
well, Satan, what Satan has been subtly able to do through the media, through books,
yes,
through films, through television, through,
yes,
the internet, or whatever way,
yes,
Satan has been able to change love,
yes,
into sex.
Exactly.
I hear, we have programs on the TV all the time. I'm sure you,
yes,
have them in America, programs like Jerry Springer. We have,
yes,
a guy here called Jeremy Kyle. He's in the U.S. now. He's got a program in the U.S.
Wow.
All he deals,
mm-hmm,
with is people, mm-hmm, and you get women on there, or they've got three children. They've had,
oh,
one child by one guy, two children by,
yeah,
another guy. You,
yes,
know, you see these families. When you see these families, you see chaos.
Unbelievable.
Their
in other words,
these families live in,
yes,
chaos.
Yes.
And many, many women will get to 60, 65 years of age. They've born three or four children, and they've never been married.
Isn't that sad? And they have a miserable life and a miserable within, and God came to give us peace, right? The joy and the peace of the Lord. Before we go on, what I'd like to do is, again, excuse me, give the phone number if anybody wants to call for prayer. 1-888-627-6008. And again, I would love for you all to support Pastor Michael. He has a huge ministry. When this gentleman prays, fire comes out of him. And again, gold specks that people have seen. and he needs to be able to be free to go all over the world and free people. So his email is framecummins123@aol.com, and that's again framecummins123@aol.com. I want to say one more thing, and then I'd like to request some prayers, please, Pastor Michael. The Lord has been, again, I said it before, but the Lord has really been dealing with me about this return to holiness. And I think everything that you've talked about is the reason why God wants us to come back to holiness, to really follow what he wants us to do, to live the way he wants us to do, because he knows it's the best thing for us. So if anybody is led to participate in that or wishes to offer some suggestions, I'm open to hearing it as well. Pastor Michael, a prayer request. One is, and you've heard from her, my friend Nikki. She had asked that you please break any soul ties, which are bad, if she has with this other person. She had written you about him who has been in a homosexual lifestyle, because she's continuously led to pray for him. And I was going to ask you, how do you know if it's the Holy Spirit bringing you somebody's face, you know, to pray for, or if it's a demon trying to harass you?
How do I know? Say that again, Eve. I didn't quite hear what you said. Sorry.
Yes. Okay. This person keeps appearing to her spiritually several times during the day, at which time she prays for him. So my question to you is, how do you know whether or not when that occurs, it's the Holy Spirit bringing the person to your remembrance so you pray for them, or is it Satan trying to harass a person by bringing that image to the person's mind?
Well, if I believe that I always look for the inward witness of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
If God wants you to pray for that person and you feel compassion on that person for whatever problem they have, then of course that comes from the Holy Spirit.
Right.
If you're just seeing their face for the sake of it, and that the face is, you have no prayer command at all, Satan wouldn't tell you to pray for this person. Satan would tell you to be sympathetic to this person. So if he's in an ungodly lifestyle, Satan would want you to be sympathetic to that lifestyle.
Right.
So, you know, if you're feeling that you need to pray with compassion for this person, then that would certainly come from the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, because that's what I told her, because she always prays for him, you know, to get saved and get out of his lifestyle. So we don't need to break any soul ties there. She's the one also I told you about, this little Jacob, 10-year-old, who his father has been in prison. The mother had him when she was very young, and she's like a child. And whenever he goes to church with the family that takes him to church, afterwards he rebels. So we know it's an antichrist spirit. We would like to see him. We would like to see him saved. And his grandfather was Jerry, I told you about him before, who had cancer. So if you kindly maybe pray for Jacob and his mother, because she sounds like she's a little child herself. Because, you know, the Lord showed me a long time ago, people stay at the point of the hurt. You know, that we're all damaged property. And if we got hurt severely at the age of 2, the outside might look big, but inside the person is still 2 years old. And I've seen people transform right in front of my eyes, you know, by praying for healing. So would you be kind enough to pray for Jacob to be saved, for his mother to be saved, and his grandparents, Jerry and his wife?
And his mom's called Nikki?
My friend is Nikki. No, I don't know the mother's name. Jacob's mother.
You don't know
mother.
The mother's name. Okay.
Correct.
Dear Lord God, we lift up the whole family. Jerry, we lift up young Jacob.
Yeah.
We lift up his mum, and we lift up all the extended family.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved in your household.
Yeah.
So we pray for household salvation. And when the young boy goes to church, Lord, he is rebellion. And we believe there's a spirit of rejection in that family, which is causing so much hurt. And we bind that spirit of rejection now, and we command that it leaves every member of that family.
Yeah.
And if there has been any point of entry for any demon to enter through the spirit of Antichrist, through hurt, through rejection, through pain and suffering, we command now in the name of Jesus that every demon will leave that family.
Yes.
Every spirit of hindrance, obstacle, obstruction, infirmity, pain, suffering, rejection, unbelief, if there's any occult practices through the ancestral bloodlines on the male or the female side, any Freemasonry, then we break it all now in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that that family shall be loosed. Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgiveth thine iniquities, who healeth thy diseases, and redeemeth thy life from destruction. Redeem that family, we pray, Lord, from all destruction. And we send fire to them now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send fire to that family now, and let every devil, demon, and evil spirit leave that family now and never return. In Jesus' name we pray.
God bless. Amen. People, you need to hear. You see why when Pastor Michael prays, I go under the Spirit. I can't keep my eyes open, so I hope my mouth can speak properly. God bless you. The other request was from Pamela Ray Schufert. She had been on my show twice. She's very knowledgeable about the harp, you know, causing the Sandy storm and all these alleged natural disasters, which are not natural, and, you know, concentration camps coming to America, which, you know, God has shown me. She had literally lost everything. She used to have an RV and a car, and she asked for prayer to have her finances restored, to get an RV that she can pull with a car, and to have a permanent home for a change. She's been, like, everywhere. So if you kindly pray for Pamela, I would appreciate it.
Dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for Pamela now. And Pamela, receive this scripture. I will restore unto you the years that the locust has eaten. Yes. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every spirit of debt, poverty, insufficiency, and lack.
Yes.
And we pray for everything that has been done to Pamela, everything that has been sent to rob her, to steal her, to destroy her lifestyle. And we pray that she will have a permanent home of her own.
Yes.
We pray she will have a car. She will have a mobile home, a trailer. She will move from state to state, and she will go freely. And we pray that she will have another income to do it. The book of Malachi, the book of Malachi says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. And we come against the devourer now, Satan. And I tell you, Satan, I bind you and curse you in the name of Jesus. And I command you to take your filthy hands off of Pamela now.
Amen.
We pray for total restoration, financial restoration for Pamela now. Financial restoration. Lord, meet all of her needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Today we pray.
Amen. And one other request, actually a couple. One, you've prayed for them before, Patty from San Diego and her husband David, for health. They are not able to get finances like they should. And she said she felt so badly to ask for finances. But I said, you know, God says, again, he wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So for them to be able to sell their business in Mexico and or have partners who will work with them, and everything that's been stolen from them to be restored as well.
And that's Patty. And what's the lady's name?
Patty and David. Patty.
Paddy and David.
Yes, please.
Lord, we pray for Paddy and David, Lord. And
yes.
Lord, we pray now that we say this word. Beloved, I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prospereth.
Amen.
And Lord, we pray for miracle money for Paddy and David. Miracle money that they will sell their business, that they will have partners to work with, Lord, that their lives will be restored, that, Lord, that there will be no lack or insufficiency in their lives. You will open the storehouse from heaven, and you will rain down prosperity into their lives, Lord. You shall also send people to support them, people to help them.
Yes.
We pray for divine healing today, healing for their emotions, healing for their spiritual needs, and most of all, healing for their bodies in the name of Jesus. I use this scripture now from Malachi. It says, to you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. We pray now. Amen.
Amen. One other request, and then before we go, I want to pray for you and for Janice. But this is a friend, she said, if you'll let to, so I'm not going to give her name, but a Jezebel spirit has entered their family in the form of a wife who shouldn't be there. All she wants is money and to do harm. If you're so led And, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with Derek Prince,
yes,
all his book.
Cool.
Yeah, The Curse is wonderful, wonderful. And he says if Satan can get you any other way, he sends a Jezebel, which is what happened here. And she needs to be removed out of their lives completely, totally, in Jesus' name, if you kindly pray for that.
Yes. We come against that Jezebel spirit now.
Yes.
But for a Jezebel spirit to take root, there must also be an Ahab spirit.
Yes,
a spirit
exactly.
of manipulation, someone who's easy to manipulate, someone
exactly.
who's easy to control, someone who's
right.
easy to dominate.
Right.
And we pray now that that Jezebel spirit is removed from
yes.
that family, that
yes.
spirit that has come to bring division, that
yes.
spirit that has come to turn brother against brother, sister
yes.
against sister, mother
yes.
against son, and,
yes.
and father against daughter. We come against that Jezebel spirit
yes.
now when we say, let it be removed from that family now. When the people in Israel in the Old Testament ran away from Jezebel because she had the spirit of whoredom on her, she had
yes.
the spirit of witchcraft upon her, now everyone ran and was scared. But we stand against that spirit now when
yes.
we say, be removed, go, leave immediately and never
yes.
return in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
You know who you are, that family now, when we plead
yes.
and cover every member of that family with the
yes.
blood of Jesus, and we pray for the
yes.
Holy Spirit to come and the holy angels from the realms of glory to come and protect those from the Jezebel spirit
yes.
now. And let
yes.
the Jezebel spirit be cast out and never return in Jesus' name.
Amen. Pastor Michael, I want everybody to know how you spoke exactly what was going on in that family. Exactly. And I thank you for that. And I want to pray for you and Janice. And Father God, we humble ourselves before you. We thank you and praise you. You said whenever two or three of us shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done for us. Let today be the beginning of such blessings upon Michael and Janice, that they have all their needs met, that the money flows their way where they come and they go, that they're even able to help others as I know they do already. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, you said whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We loose riches into their hands, that all their needs are met bountifully, and they never have to worry about it again. And perfect health and strength in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, I know my beginning song was a happy song. You know, we want to be happy. My last song of the show is We Brought Peace Upon You in Hebrew. And I want to speak peace again upon Jerusalem, upon Israel. And Lord, I don't know, Pastor Michael may not agree with me, but let the truth about the stolen election in America be revealed and something done about it, and we wrest the land out of the hands of the enemy and bring it back under your Judeo-Christian foundation, in Jesus' mighty name. Pastor Michael, I don't know how to thank you enough. I'm so under the Holy Spirit. If there's anything else you wish to add, please.
I'm just going to pray for the people of America now. I know most
yes.
of them can't hear me because probably most of them are not listening to the program. But
yes.
Lord, I pray for every
yes.
state, every village, every hamlet,
yes.
every town.
Yes.
We pray for every part of America now, from the most poorest to the most richest.
Yes.
And we pray that the hand of God will move across
yes.
America now, that there will
yes.
be such revival in the name
yes.
of Jesus Christ,
yes.
we pray.
Yes.
There will be old-time religion, which is based on true revival power. And may
yes.
the anointing of the Holy Spirit be so powerful in America. May
yes.
it come down like a thunderbolt, and may
yes.
everybody in America know that the Holy Spirit is present.
Yes.
We pray for those 10 crusades to start again as they did in
yes.
the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And
yes.
the great men of God that brought the anointing to Britain, the great men of God, rise
yes.
up again, new great men of God.
Yes.
And they take the gospel message to the ends of the earth, and we pray
yes.
this now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Michael, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I can hardly speak because because the anointing on you is so great, and I want the people to know who you are in Christ, and that you will start, you won't even have to go by planes. You'll be taking like firebrands all over the world.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, and thank Janice for letting you be on the show as well. And please know my heart is with you both, and I love you both, and just be blessed.
God bless you too. And God bless you, and get well soon. Let that ankle really knit together and let the pain go.
Amen.
And please give me the opportunity in the future to come back again.
I love you all so much. God bless you. Thank you, everybody. Everybody, you let Pastor Michael know how much you appreciate him. His email is framecummins123@aol.com. We love you. God bless you. And we bring peace to Jerusalem, to England, to America, and the whole world. For Jesus is coming back soon. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor Michael. God bless
you. Thank you, Eve. God bless you.
Thank you.
We'll speak again soon, okay?
Yes, thank you. Absolutely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Is that the end of the show now? We run out of time?
I think so. Hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem.